What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for awesomeo.com, and we are back with more NFL breakdowns before week one. Today, we're talking survivor picks. I know all of you are going to be in large survivor pools, and we're going to give you a first look at some of the teams we think are going to breeze in week one. Before I dive in, I want to say our sponsors at BetMGM, if you have not gone over there, get your risk-free bet up to $1,000. You just have to go to BetMGM.com, use that promo code AWESOMEO, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If it happens to lose, you receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now. Go all in on that action. Got to be in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, D.C., or West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply, but go take advantage of that. All right, Matt. We've talked a lot about spreads and props and a lot of other things, but one thing we haven't talked about is survivor picks. That's a hot topic here in week one. Key is being aggressive without being stupid. What are your thoughts when you look at the board for week one?
Yeah, I'm usually trying to just play the chalk and advance to the next round. But I think there are some certain spots where you can target teams in favorable matchups that maybe won't be the most desirable throughout the year. So I think there's a couple of really good options that we'll talk about.
Yeah, that's the kind of rules that you got to take depending on how big your pools are. And we'll have more of a breakdown here. But there are some teams that I do want to get to. I will give you the honor of going first. Is there a favorite that you have your eye on that maybe gets your survivor picks started?
Yeah, I think if you are just taking the chalk and going with an easy team, I like Baltimore playing the Las Vegas Raiders in week one. And there's a few reasons. They're a 4.5-point road favorite. I know Baltimore is dealing with a lot of injuries heading into week one, mainly in their receiver core where you have Marquise Brown, even a guy like Miles Boykin has in practice, and Rashad Bateman's been out for the entire preseason. So a lot of injuries there. They just lost J.K. Dobbins, which I don't think is too impactful overall against a team like the Raiders, which is, by all accounts, probably a bottom three team in the NFL. And a secondary reason why I like Baltimore is they play in the AFC North, which is a really difficult division. They're going to be projected for a lot of close games throughout the year. So there's probably a lot of usable weeks outside of their division. But when they're playing those division games, I'm not sure you really want to target Baltimore, which kind of takes away some usable weeks down the road. So I think you can use them right away.
That's a great point to make. I'm going to be doing the same thing with my pick. And yeah, outside the Bengals, it's going to be very, very difficult to get a divisional game. And just divisional games in general are kind of tricky at times. I'm going to go to what I think is going to be the most popular survivor pick in week one. It's going to be the Niners. They're a 7.5-point favorite, -375 at BetMGM. They're playing the Lions on the road. I really don't see them losing this game. And I think the public will kind of agree with that. You mentioned the division. I have no interest in backing them against the Seahawks or the Rams or the Cardinals six times. Those are difficult, difficult games. This seems like a great spot. So again, if you want to be very conservative right out of the gate, I think the Niners is where you're going to want to go. If you want to change it up, though, and be a little more aggressive, you've already mentioned the Ravens. I have one other team that I have to ask you about. It's pretty aggressive. They might be one of the worst teams in the NFL, but they're playing what I think is clearly the worst team in the NFL in the Houston Texans. So Jacksonville is actually a 3-point favorite. Do you see any interest in saying, you know what, this is the time to use them? I save all the good teams and I get my year off started on the right foot.
I like this approach in larger pools where you're just trying to be slightly contrarian and save some of the other teams for later in the year. Like Baltimore has winnable games later. The reason I give them a slight edge over San Francisco, who I also really like, is San Francisco plays the easiest schedule in the NFL. The division's really hard, but San Francisco is going to have other winnable games. Jacksonville doesn't have a lot of winnable games on the schedule, and they're projected to finish below 500. But luckily in week one, we get them as a 3-point road favorite over the worst team in football. So I do think that is a strong play, particularly in larger fields where you can kind of give yourself a little bit of an edge by doing some of these kind of different, not as heavily favored week one survivor picks.
No doubt. Listen, if you're in a large field tournament, you know that you're going to need teams late in the year. The opportunity cost becomes larger and larger. You have to plan it out. If you're in a small pool, you're literally just trying to survive in advance because you know, realistically, other people will make those mistakes. I think right there, honestly, in week one, you want to be smart. We've given you three. I'm going to say the last one before we get out of here. I think the Bills do get it done at home. But again, there will probably be easier spots. Pittsburgh's still a decent team. Buffalo, to me, is one of the top tier contenders. But do you really want to burn them? I think the answer to that is no. So you've got the Ravens, I think, as your favorite. I'm going like a chalk donkey with the Niners. But either way, you've got some different spreads here and different options for Survivor in week one. Thanks to BetMGM. Stay tuned for more NFL VODs here at Awesome Odds. Good luck, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.